AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Israel's Security Cabinet is meeting to approve a deal to release hostages and pause the 15-month war in Gaza with Hamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said a deal to return hostages held in the Gaza Strip has been reached. The announcement on Friday came a day after Netanyahu's office said there were last-minute snags in talks to free hostages in return for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Palestinian prisoners. Netanyahu said he will convene his Security Cabinet later on Friday and then the government to approve the agreement. I'm Karen Shamas.
The presidents of Russia and Iran are meeting at the Kremlin before signing a broad cooperation pact. Three lawyers who once represented the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny have been jailed in Russia as part of the Kremlin's crackdown on dissent. People evacuated from wildfire areas around Los Angeles are being told it could be a while before they return. Crews are going through neighborhoods looking for bodies and hazardous materials. Kristen Crowley is LA's fire chief.
Flying embers from a wildfire can destroy homes over a mile away. Taking the necessary measures to prepare your home can help increase its chance of survival.
Testifying today on Capitol Hill will be President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem. Border security will be the main issue. Yesterday, Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bessent says tax cuts must be extended.
If we do not renew and extend, then we will be facing an economic calamity. And as always, with financial instability, that falls on the middle and working class people.
President Biden is commuting the sentences of almost 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. It gives Biden the presidential record of most individual pardons and commutations issued. This is AP News. A federal judge in Texas is allowing three states, Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri, to pursue a challenge to restrict access to the abortion pill mifepristone nationwide. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The states want the courts to prohibit telehealth prescriptions and to limit the pill's use to the first 7 weeks of pregnancy. Right now, it's 10. They also want to require three in-person doctor office visits to get the drug. Late last year, the states asked to pursue the case in the U.S. District Court in Amarillo, Texas, where the only federal judge is Matthew Kaczmarek, a nominee of former, now president-elect, Trump. Kaczmarek previously sided with a group of anti-abortion doctors that wanted to force the FDA to rescind its approval of mifepristone entirely. The Supreme Court told them they do not have the legal right to try to have federal approval of the drug undone. This case is a narrower challenge. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.